Hey folks, welcome back to the WOW 101 podcast. I'm coming to you live from Avenale, New Jersey, where I continue to clean out my closets. Year six today, coming right at you. I'm going to start with two women who have been reported missing as our number one. The first one's Mary Johnson, a Native American who went missing December 2020, on the Tulalip Indian Reservation in Marysville, Washington State. She is described as 40 years old, black hair, brown eyes, 5'6" and 115 pounds, and the FBI is offering a $10,000 reward for anyone who has information on Mary Johnson. So please get a hold of them if you do. The second one, I'm sure you've seen this one all over the news. Gabby Petito. And again, I've searched for physical description. The best I can do is with my own eyes. Gabby Petito went on a cross-country trip with her fiancé, Brian Laurie, and he returned home without her. She's from appearances on the television, 22, petite blonde, and she's been missing all of last week. And now her fiance, Brian Laurie, has come up missing himself. I'm sure he's hiding someplace safely, not worried about her. Okay, so here we go down the elevator shaft, so to speak. Our president is again on holiday. Our vice president is staying the hell away from the border, especially in the area of Del Rio, Texas, where 14,000 migrants live in squalor underneath the Del Rio International Bridge, which you can no longer use. Authorities have had to shut it down because there's so many migrants, and you can tell just looking at the folks that you see on the TV screens, they're from many different countries. They're not just coming up from Mexico. You can't blame this all on Mexico. This falls squarely on the Biden administration. Our National Guard is protecting the White House from U.S. citizens while not bothering with attending our southern border, where it is in deep crisis. Magnitude 4.4 earthquake shook LA on Friday. No injuries to report, but the quake should wake up the San Andreas Fault, and there should be some reverberation going up the West Coast sometime soon. Thank goodness there was no injuries. It happened at 8 p.m. on Friday night, and but I expect more earth-shattering activities up the West Coast soon. Be prepared. And on a sad note, Sears is closing its last store in Illinois. That's the home state of the Sears Corporation since 1925. It's a sad day when an American company that old has been undermined by our shifting production of different things, clothing in particular, shoes, whatever, outside of our own border, and cutting jobs in the process. Anyway, just a sad, sad note. I do have some bright news for you, though. On the 25th of September, make sure that you tune in to the channel, because Rocky Chevalier Sr. will be my co-host, and well, hopefully he will record it from his end so you'll actually get some quality audio and video, because he's quite developed as a production engineer. Anyway, you folks, you know the message. We want to tell you that all lives matter, especially yours. We need every damn one of you. And I'll be heading across the country soon. I've got a couple of things to take care of in the Midwest next. And but anyway, make sure you tune in September 25th and check out Rocky Chevalier Sr., and I think you'll really enjoy it. Also, I want to direct you toward his YouTube channel, Rocky Chevalier Sr. You'll find him speaking on many, many subjects, and he's quite fascinating. Also, I continue to recommend that you check out Mackenzie Hurley's YouTube channel. Again, a fascinating individual who covers many, many subjects, and especially your medical information. And you noticed I haven't said a damn thing about COVID because I'm sick of talking about it. But my best advice to you is, now I'm O positive, that's my blood type, whether that's helped protect me or not, I don't know. And I've had both of my Pfizer shots, so I can touch people. Your vitamin D, especially you men, we know it's proven that vitamin D will lower your risk of colon cancer. That's a proven fact. Give it a goog. And myself, I take cat's claw. It helps your circulatory system. It's from a plant from South America. It's been in America, been used for 30 some years with no side effects, no ill side effects. I just recommend that you load up on your C and do your D, and for God's sake, listen to your own medical experts in your family. Everybody has one. You all have one. Listen to what they say. Listen to what their experience is. It could be terrible, but listen to what they say. Seek their advice. Nobody knows what the hell this is. All I know is that the Delta variant is a mean variation of the Alpha. And I think a lot of people are going to get sick from it. But I think most of us are just sick of hearing about it. I know I'm sick of talking about it. And but anyway, hey, your breath is your spirit. Your spirit is your breath. Keep on breathing, brothers and sisters. We need every one of you. Mrs. Jones's little boy signing off.